Schriftliche Prüfung zum mittleren Schulabschluss. Berlin. Englisch. 2007.
Announcement 1. Hello everyone, this is Captain Wilkinson speaking. I would like to welcome you on board flight SK-184 from Denver to Seattle. Our flight time today will be about 2 hours and 50 minutes, and we'll be flying at an average altitude of 29,000 feet. We have beautiful weather today, and therefore we are expecting a very smooth flight. Due to the clear skies, we will be having an excellent view. The weather in Seattle at the moment is partly cloudy at a temperature of 70 degrees Fahrenheit or 21 degrees Celsius. On behalf of Sky Airlines and the entire crew, I wish you a very enjoyable stay on board. Sit back and enjoy the flight.
Announcement 2. Dear visitors, it is now 5:45. May we remind you that the indoor section of the film studio park will be closing in 15 minutes. We would like to ask all visitors to leave the building. However, the outdoor area will be open for another 45 minutes, and you can enjoy the last stunt show of the evening in the Wild West Village. Thank you for visiting Ryoto Movie Park. We would like to welcome you again soon. We wish you a safe journey home and a pleasant evening.
Radio spots. Spot 1, Park. Hi, I'm Dave Simon, Director of New Mexico State Parks. You've heard enough of this. When was the last time you heard this? If you're ready to break away from the commotion of the daily routine, visit any of New Mexico's 34 state parks, and their annual day use pass or camping permits are the best deal around. New Mexico State Parks, your best bet for outdoor recreation close to home. Relax and stay a while. A message from State Parks and the New Mexico Tourism Department.
Spot 2, Parents. Because you want a healthy family, it's important to get moving. So why not get everyone moving together? When you're active, you're providing a great role model for the kids. And when they're active for an hour or more every day, their health can benefit enormously. Regular physical activity builds strong bones and muscles, helps kids maintain a healthy weight, and boosts their self-esteem. Authorised by the Australian Government, Canberra. Spoken by H. Reimer.
Spot 3. Tongue lashing. We interrupt this broadcast to bring you the following tongue lashing. Excuse me, but I just want to say one thing to one person. That fellow in the pickup that just threw something out of the window. That's right, I saw you. And I don't care if it was a can or a cup or a bag or a little wrapper or even a cigarette butt. Who taught you that it was okay to throw garbage out the window? Mississippi has a 30% higher litter rate than other states. You know what that means? It means the whole state looks like one big trash can, thanks to people like you. You want to be a slob? That's fine with me. But keep it in the car till you get to a trash can, because I'm not your mama. I'm not going to pick it up after you, and no one else is either. This has been a message from the Mississippi Department of Transportation, and I'm not your mama either, so pick it up, Mississippi.
Spot 4. Do you have a pet? Do you keep it in your house? Is it a hamster? A gerbil? Or maybe a mouse? Whatever your pet, check out the summer reading program at your local public library. Paws, Claws, Scales and Tails is all about pets. Visit your nearest public library for more information. A ferryboat trip to Alcatraz Island. Good morning and welcome aboard our blue and gold ferry service to Alcatraz. During this 10-minute boat ride, you will have fantastic views, not only of Alcatraz Island itself, but also of the Golden Gate Bridge on your left, so have your cameras ready. Alcatraz is in the middle of the San Francisco Bay, just 1.25 miles away from the pier here at Fisherman's Wharf. Not only is the island ideal for hiking and birdwatching, it also offers spectacular views of the city of San Francisco. Each year, over 1 million tourists visit the island, most of them coming to see the prison of Alcatraz, which was used from 1934 to 1963 to house America's most dangerous criminals. Mafia bosses like Al Capone and Machine Gun Kelly were two of its first prisoners. Surrounded by the icy waters of the San Francisco Bay, Alcatraz was seen as a prison from which no one could ever escape. As we get closer to the island, look up at the high walls and the many guard towers, and you will easily understand why the prisoners called it the Rock. Listen to Jim Quillen, a former prisoner, talking about life on the Rock.
Life at Alcatraz was hell. We spent 16 hours in a small, narrow cell, and there were constant controls. Discipline was really strict, and everything was so monotonous. It was enough to drive you crazy. We often dreamed of escape, but the guards enjoyed telling us about the icy waters around us that were full of sharks. It wasn't until after I got out that I learned the sharks were not dangerous.
Turn around now and look back at the skyline of San Francisco. This is what the prisoners could see. A city so close but so far away. During the 29 years that Alcatraz was used as a prison, only 14 times did prisoners try to escape, always ending with the prisoners being caught again or being killed. But there was one exception, the famous escape in 1962 of Frank Morris and the brothers Clarence and John Anglin. They had a clever plan. Over a period of 6 months, the three scratched away at the cement of their cell walls. This is how they made holes for their final escape. They also made lifelike papier-mâché heads using human hair from the barbershop and put them in their beds to fool the guards. And they stole raincoats in order to make rafts and life vests to help them swim through the freezing bay waters.
On the night of June 11th, 1962, Morris and the Anglin brothers began their escape. They hurried down to the waterfront, where they used their rafts and life vests to swim away from the island of Alcatraz. They were never seen again. The next morning, when a guard wanted to wake up Morris, a dummy head rolled off the bed and onto the floor.
This story has been told in several books, as well as in the famous movie Escape from Alcatraz, starring Clint Eastwood. We still don't know what really happened to the prisoners after their escape. The FBI closed the case, reporting the three died in the icy waters of the bay. But relatives of the Anglin brothers say that they have received postcards from South America written by them. Well, we have now reached the pier here at Alcatraz. Please watch your step when... Untidy Teens. Welcome to Family Radio. Our topic today is tidy teens, or shall we say, untidy teens. With us in the studio today are Dave White, his daughter Lily, aged 15, and Susan Ryan, a family therapist who has just written a book called Life Under the Bed. Susan called in on the White family last week to inspect their home in Nottingham and to meet Lily and her twin teenage brothers. Family Radio went along with her.
So, Lily, this is your room. Oh, you don't mind walking over piles of paper, clothes and CDs, do you?
No, not really.
All right. Well, let's have a look in your wardrobe, if we can open the door.
Well, I don't use it much. It's much easier to leave my clothes here on the floor. I'm not fussy, really.
Well, there isn't much in here, is there? A pair of shorts. And what have we here? One flip-flop. And a few plastic bags. And a bar of chocolate. So you don't use the wardrobe at all, do you? And those clothes there on the floor, are they clean?
Yeah, probably.
Probably?
Well, that was Susan visiting Lily at home last Friday. So, Dave, you and your wife are finding it very difficult to live with your three untidy teenagers.
We've tried everything to make them clean up after themselves, but nothing seems to work. They just throw their things onto the floor, or they even stuff them under their beds. We've tried grounding them. You can't go out until you've cleaned up your room. We've tried clean-up sessions with loud music blaring out of the stereo, just to get everyone moving. And you know, it's not only their own bedrooms. They mess up every room in the house. Wherever Lily goes, she leaves a trail of clothes and shoes and a mess behind her.
Is that right, Lily?
Yeah, I'm completely lazy. The only time I do clean up my room is when my friends come around. But the rest of the house, I forget.
I know. Your mind seems to wander from one thing to the next. Maybe you just like listening to his nag. Do this, do that, don't forget.
Where, Dad? You know, nagging is very easy to ignore. I just put on my earphones and listen to my favorite music at full volume.
Susan, why is there such a conflict between parents and their kids about cleaning up?
Well, some teens don't clean up after themselves because they like the idea of opposition. They just want to show their independence, saying no to everything. Others, of course, may be looking for attention. But we must also remember that teens have very little time. They rush out of the house early in the morning. They're running from one class to another all day, and they are exhausted when they get back home in the afternoon. And of course, some of them are spoilt, knowing that their parents or the cleaning lady will eventually take care of things.
So what can parents do?
Well, there are three simple things. Give them love, limits, and consistency. Show them you love them, and don't forget to give them compliments every now and again. Secondly, limits are very important. Use Grandma's rule, which says, first you do what I want you to do, then you can do what you want to do. Your teen may complain and say you are the meanest parent in the whole world. Don't believe it for a minute. Finally, you need to be consistent. Even if you are tired or angry, no matter what, you must set those limits and never give in.
Lily, you're dying to say something.
One thing I would really like to know is why our parents care so much about our rooms being clean. There are plenty of other things we don't like doing, like homework. We do them because we know that they're important. But cleaning is something which is not only unpleasant, but also pointless. So why all the fuss?
Why all the fuss? It all comes down to time and money. Money spent on things that get lost, broken or trampled on. Time wasted looking for things, sorting things, not to mention washing the clean clothes a second time because they got mixed up with the dirty clothes. And not to forget that mess is ugly, especially...
Dad!
Well, that should answer your question, Lily. Now we're going to have a short break and then we'll talk about the weather.